This is My Daddy Station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a non-profit community service.
This is the Voice of Freedom. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. And today, folks, I come to you with a heavy heart. I don't know how to put it. I'm extremely disappointed, angry, upset. In fact, everyone around here is down in the dumps because of this. Once again, we have been betrayed by someone whom we never dreamed would ever do such a thing. I'm not going to mention the name because it has no consequence whatsoever in the great scheme of things, except that it seems that every time we place our trust in the hands of someone and they become dear to us and we help them beyond your wildest imagination, with funds and help and boosting and everything that you can dream of. It's those people who turn around and betray us. While the great majority of those who are involved with us just trudge along, maybe not doing as much or are ingratiating themselves into our hearts as much, but they never, ever betray us. And so, increasingly, they mount the ladder of respect and trust in my eyes, while we become increasingly distrustful and suspecting of those who attempt to become too close to us, which is a sad state of affairs, I must say. This latest betrayal comes from someone whom we not only brought in close to our hearts, but invested literally tens of thousands of dollars into. It is these betrayals that hurt the worst, ladies and gentlemen. We are constantly attacked by our enemies. We expect them to attack us because they are our enemies. We expect them to someday, even eventually, come to do the utmost and final harm to us. And so we are ready for those things. We expect them to vilify us in the press. We expect them to call us names. We expect them to do all of the things that an enemy properly should be expected to do. And I guess I should have learned over the years to expect that people will just be people ultimately. But I don't know, for some reason I always seem to allow these things to happen. Even though against my better judgment, I still have this basic trust in human nature and human beings that somehow they're going to be good people. And every time, those who we allow to become the closest to us are the ones who turn out to be the greatest betrayals. And so anyway, I'm just going to give you a little taste of some of the stuff that we get. Not just me, but other people too. You see, we're attacked by the real white supremacists who call my children... What is it they call me? The word is so distasteful to me that I can't even bring it to mind. Mongrels, that's what they call my children. They call my children mongrels. They call me a race betrayer. And they threaten to kill my wife and my children because of this. And then we have the so-called liberals and the socialist press and media, who on the other hand... call me a white supremacist, even though I'm married to a Chinese woman and my children are half Chinese and I'm part Native American. Then we're attacked by the cowards because they don't want to hear the truth because it might make them responsible. Then we're attacked by everybody who has some agenda other than freedom because freedom impinges upon their agenda. We're attacked by Christians. We're attacked by atheists. We're attacked by just about everybody, ladies and gentlemen. To tell you the truth, I'm just about fed up with it. We're under constant investigation of the BATF, the FBI, the Internal Revenue Service, and everyone else simply because we tell the truth. And the fact that I'm still here and still talking should tell you that they have been unsuccessful in their attempts to find anything criminal in our activities. There are none. We are not criminals, never have been. And on top of all of this, we have to take crap from people who claim to be friends. Well, I'm not even going to go into it anymore. Just listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, from Lawrence Myers. This is Lawrence Myers as a guest on the Pastor Pete Peters radio program, taped off of WWCR shortwave. And you can hear some of the things that we constantly have to endure. In this, the extreme racist, Lawrence Myers, and Pastor Pete Peters accused me and just about everybody else in the world of being Jews. Well, folks, if I were a Jew, I would be proud of it. No matter what I am, I am proud of what I am, but I am not a Jew, never have been. They accused Craig Smith, the owner and president of Swiss America Trading, who used to be my sponsor, of being a Jew. Craig Smith is probably one of the most devout Christians that I have ever met. I'm a Christian also. and many others. But just listen to this, and then you'll get some idea of the hate. You talk about hate crimes. You know, people call me anti-Semitic. Well, I'm the only one on radio who literally and absolutely has stuck up for the Jews in this country and for everybody else who's constantly pinged on, and for the machinations of those who would enslave us, pitting us against each other. I've educated you on those aspects, but, you know, it doesn't make any difference. And then I get it from these racist Nazis, and they are the real Nazis, socialists. All socialists are Nazis. Pastor Pete Peters is a socialist. He's a Nazi. He is a liar. He is a racist, and so is Lawrence Myers. And you're going to hear it on this tape. Anyone who's ever listened to my broadcast knows that everything that they're going to say on this tape is a lie. But anyway, without any further ado, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to it. And make up your own mind.
May not know is that Solomon replaced Tom Valentine's show after several years in that slot, after Tom could not line up any sponsors for his program, primarily because of his criticism of the ADL. Tom told me he has a letter from Swiss America Trading, a gold silver dealer, where they refused to sponsor his program and he planned to criticize the Anti-Defamation League in any way. Tom told me
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you that's an absolute lie. No one in this world has criticized the Anti-Defamation League more than William Cooper on the Hour of the Time. And during all of those years that I did it and documented their entire criminal history on this broadcast, Swiss America Trading sponsored me and stuck behind me and with me and by me despite the attacks that they garnered because of it. This is just one of the lies. Everything that is stated in this broadcast is a bold-faced lie.
His show to be censored, and he ended up going off the air for the weekday primetime slot on the most popular show wave frequency, which is this one right here. It was a great show. It got canceled. So now, as a result, an openly Jewish man has replaced Tom Valentine on the airwaves.
That's interesting that that one example, of course, some will say doesn't mean the whole patriot movement is being controlled by the Zionists.
You'll notice that Lawrence Myers claimed that the Tom Valentine show was replaced with Jewish-owned and controlled broadcasts. I might remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that the broadcast that you're hearing right now is in that time slot. It is the Pastor Pete Peters program broadcast, which is now in the old Tom Valentine time slot.
If there's any question about what that means, Pastor, listen to the shows and you consider how Mr. Resnick constantly attacks the Christian Identity message. He even attacked me personally for writing what I was told was an accurate, balanced article about the faith. He would not let me respond on his show, by the way. The fact is, the so-called Freedom Network has an openly stated policy of censorship when it comes to Christian Identity or anything even remotely critical of Jewish faith.
What do you mean by that? Can you give us an example?
Well, you never hear anyone question U.S. foreign policy towards Israel, and you'll never hear any criticism of the ABL on that network. And if you dare question anything in that area, you get banned from ever appearing again. A fine young reporter and editor, not all scribes are foolish, irresponsible liars, Pastor. Fine young reporter named Clay Douglas, he runs Free American newspaper, to give you an example of what happened when the American Freedom Network considers you politically incorrect. Well, what happened? Well, Clay had driven up there to their studios last year on his own expense. The network was the last seven, and no explanation. He later found out that the reason he's now banned from ever appearing on any program on that network because one of his vendors in his own newspaper sells copies of a book titled The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. I know this guy personally. And you can't accuse him of being even remotely racist in his writings. He's a Christian. He does tend to be conservative. He actually puts out a fine little paper. Yet, you know, he learned a valuable lesson from dealing with the American Freedom Network. He now, he's read that protocol's book now that they're trying to ban. He told me last summer that actually part of the strategy outlined in the protocols is a censored speech by anyone who dares state the obvious, I suppose. He said that a lot of what was written in the protocols more than a century ago has come to pass in this country today.
Do you have any other samples of Jewish influence in the Patriot Movement?
Oh, absolutely, Pastor. The biggest so-called tax protest book business in America is Jewish-owned, and some of the most popular talk shows are sponsored by Jewish-run businesses. For example, Folk Rights, William Cooper, and Jack McClam are extremely popular on the airwaves, and you see them at all the preparedness expos. All three of these men are sponsored by First America Trading, the company I told you about earlier that refused to sponsor Tom Valentine over the ABL.
What do you know about this?
Well, First America is an extremely profitable metals dealer selling gold and silver to major community. They're based out of Scottsdale, Arizona. They do about $20 million in business a year. The company president, Craig Smith, told me in a phone interview last year that he's a quote, pro-Zionist Christian, whatever that means. But he admitted that the most influential people at his company are Jewish men. Mr. Carnow is one of Swiss America's business managers, Earl Brown, and Freddie Goldstein are both top brokers there. All three of these men are openly Zionist Jews, and they're getting rich selling gold and silver to the Patriot community by sponsoring Jack McClam, Folk Rights, William Cooper, all three of which, as you're fully aware, openly attack the Christian Identity message almost every chance they get. And by the way, a former broker of Swiss America claims that the company operates on a 28% profit margin and a 40% markup on their gold coin. Pastor, Scripture warns us about hoarding gold. I wonder how many of your listeners are aware that, with a 40% markup on these coins, there's no way they'll ever recoup their investment because they need to sell their gold coins in diversity. When you buy an ounce of gold for $600 in Swiss America, unless you can find a collector willing to pay what you pay for it, odds are good you're only in an emergency to be able to get the current spot gold value for the coin, which today, I looked in the paper this morning, it's about $350.
Notice the lies, ladies and gentlemen. First, he says that Swiss America Trading operates at a 28% markup, and then he says once you paid the 40% markup, you couldn't possibly realize a profit. Well, I don't really know what the markup at Swiss America Trading is, but I know it's not 40%, and I know that if he said it was 28%, how did it magically jump to 40%? Also, this is America. Making a profit is not wrong. That is a socialist viewpoint, ladies and gentlemen. Also, in all my years dealing with Swiss America Trading and all of the years that they sponsored the Hour of the Time, they never, ever charged $600 for an ounce of gold.
gold bullion, ladies and gentlemen, at Swiss America Trading, typically had a 15% markup, which is standard in the precious metals industry, and that's from the wholesale spot. It is not from the retail price, ladies and gentlemen. That is how the retail price is obtained. And, you know, all of these people are sickening. You're listening to the real socialists here, and you're listening to their condemnation of your ability to realize the American dream. You notice that somehow he made it a crime that Swiss America Trading may have been making $20 million a year. And I got to tell you, if they did, that's gross, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what Swiss America Trading and Craig Smith made, but I do know that he did not make $20 million in profit. Whatever figures Swiss America Trading makes in a year is including the price of what they purchase their product for, the price of doing business, and, of course, you know, the ultimate sale. Whether or not they make a profit, you'd have to go look at their books. And I don't know whether Craig would allow you to look at his books or not, but I know Craig. I think you could probably sit down and talk to him about it, and I know that he would tell you the truth.
So these people are selling Christian patriots gold then at a huge profit. Well, it's not only at a profit, Pastor. They're also only sponsoring, as you probably aware, so-called patriot programs that promote their specific agenda. Explain to us what you mean by that. Well, if you listen to these shows, you hear how they always preach this bizarre brand of economic Armageddon. You've been warning folks about not buying into this for years now. But a lot of these shows, pastors included, you're one of the few pastors on the air that does it. But this economic Armageddon, they want the audience to believe that the whole world is about to collapse into a great big depression. And the only way out of the coming problems, they say, is to buy gold and silver from Swiss America. It creates fear in the audience about UFOs, UN troops, and economic collapse to convince you to call their 800 number for the coin dealer. And when you do, they're going to ask you for your home phone number, and then the sales reps are going to call and call and keep calling until they con you into emptying out your bank account to buy their overpriced gold coins. I'm making myself clear. I'll tell you exactly what I mean by that. These talk show hosts are not in the business of selling the patriots or anyone else. No, to the truth. They're in the business of selling gold and silver at a 40% profit. And not only that, they're also in the business of slandering and attacking identity.
Well, what do you think they mean to attack identity?
Well, first of all, they're going to point out that not only Jewish management in Swiss America clearly hates identity. You can tell by the shows they sponsor and the shows they don't. No surprise there. They seem to make sure Bo Grice and Bill Cooper attack the faith constantly. But, you know, it's also a business decision for them, Pastor. You don't have to listen to your show or participate in your tape ministry real long, any long period of time at all, to realize that the Christian identity teaches economic self-sufficiency. It teaches people to work on the salvation of their souls, not on stockpiling worldly goods or buying gold coins for some so-called collapse. Identity also teaches new identity. I've only been looking at it for about a year, but it tends to support people who put their earnings into their churches and ministries like yours and into their own homesteads and farms instead of making these so-called investments. The reality is that personal self-sufficiency and a strong Christian home life are bad for the gold and silver business, particularly for a Jewish-owned gold and silver business. Look at the hosts they have on the air. Bill Cooper complains about all sorts of weird conspiracies. Space aliens on his program every afternoon. He intentionally slanders every other talk show host and preacher. He scares his audience into believing the sky is falling. It's like Chicken Little on every single show. Let me tell you, salvation is at hand if you purchase a good supply of gold and silver from Swiss America. Lord knows, Bill Grice is getting extremely weird. If you look at this guy, for example, you know he has this terrorist, Irv Rubin, of the Jewish Defense League on a few months back. Katie Rothbard on the show. On April 2nd, yesterday, just had a positive homosexual on his program named David Brutoy, I believe. A talk show host in Boston. He spent the whole program talking about, quote, showing tolerance for homosexuals.
Frank actually agrees that he personally defended a homosexual in his Army Special Forces unit in Panama who was wanted by the Panamanian police. It all sounds so strange coming out of Mr. Gregg, you know, he's under your shirt, but if your listeners want to hear what Bill Gregg has to say about homosexuality, I give you the address where they can order a copy of the tape of that show, Pastor.
Go ahead.
Well, just they did, all they got to do is send $7 to America First, P.O. Box 10121, Jacksonville, Florida, 32247. It's America First, Box 10121, Jacksonville, Florida, 32247. Ask for the tape of the April 2nd broadcast and then get a copy of the show. I didn't hear the whole broadcast, but several people I've spoken with say they were just shocked to hear Christ promoting homosexuality on his program. He won't talk about identity, but he had a homosexual on his show with HIV/AIDS. He sure has come a long way from when he came to your church for support from your parishioners 5 years ago. I believe you baptized him, did you?
He was baptized. Yes, I did baptize him and his wife in one of our church camps, but that was when he first started to run for president, and as soon as I found out that he was willing to speak in favor of the Book of Mormon and then also defend homosexuality, I wrote to him and said I couldn't support him, and ever since he's had me on sort of his bad list.
He might not support him, but he supports homosexuals, and he actually openly attacks identity on his show now. I wrote an article with Media Bypass last summer. I spent a lot of time researching that article, explaining what Christian identity was. Christ invited me on his show to discuss the article. He then spent 2 hours trying to disprove every point in that report. I had my homework. I got all of my books and research material and stuff sent to Franklin and George Washington. It said,
Let me ask you, Lord, because I know there's going to be some people wondering, why don't you write for the Media Bypass anymore?
Well, I left the magazine last fall. I think they called you within a few days of leaving after having a number of differences with the editorial agenda of Media Bypass. The editors were, and still are, pressuring the publisher into not reporting anything about the identity message, even though the issue with you on the cover was one of the top-selling editions in 1996. I know that for a fact. In less than 2 months, the magazine killed 3 articles about identity. I worked really hard on those articles. AM is used to report about your gathering in Wisconsin where I met Doc. I had a really detailed article with pictures, including one to Doc, by the way, and included that very good talk that Charles Weissman had given about the origins of this two-seat line question in the faith. You know, all the press always talked about this two-seat line, and you dispensed with that talk from Charles Weissman very well. Media Bypass refused to print that article, and another article I had done about a church gathering down in Tennessee where Richard Hopkins had appeared. It was a really honor to meet him. I got all of his books, he autographed them for me, but you know, they're afraid of the investors. Evidently, they're certainly, to a certain extent, afraid of offending the ADL, which has never actually supported Media Bypass anyway. After a while, I was getting frustrated trying to get my writing past the censors of the so-called uncensored national news, to tell you the truth.
I'm going to put a plug in here for my listening audience. We still have some of those Media Bypass magazines with Pastor Peters on the cover. They're available for a $3 offering. You write to us at Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535, USA, and we'll send you one. Did Media Bypass receive a lot of opposition over having me on the front cover and writing an article about it?
Well, I'll tell you this, all the magazines were sold out. I know they sold every doggone issue they printed. I know they sent a bunch of you, bought a whole lot of them for your church, but we got letters from people, and of course they would say who they were or what their agenda was, but we got letters In fact, one writer, an attorney up in Massachusetts, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he sent a very angry letter about the article and about demanding a boycott of the magazine. But he sent it to us. He sent it to our shareholders. He sent it to our investors. He sent it to board members. He sent this letter out to people that wrote for the magazine. Never sent a copy of it to me. This gentleman was demanding that the magazine retract the article, and if they never put anything about identity again, I'll tell you, he did scare a lot of investors and media by that, and also left an impression with Jim Thomas. I went and checked this guy out. Turns out, he's an attorney for the JDL. He has represented Jewish defense league bombers and terrorists in New York City and in Massachusetts. They've got a concert map. I'm sure that he's going to say about it here, but anyway.
Now, folks, to properly understand what you're hearing here, you have to know that the man speaking, Lawrence Myers, is a very well-known undercover agent for the Central Intelligence Agency. He has written books on how to make bombs, how to bomb, and many other things which he has published through the Paladin Press. Now, I'm not complaining that he published these books because that's anyone's right. The freedom of speech in this country is inviolate as far as I'm concerned. But the fact that he is now talking about other people who are promoting terrorism. Lawrence Myers promoted terrorism through his book. he showed up applying for a job as a reporter when they didn't need a reporter on the exact morning that that bomb went off. And he gave them, of course, a whole bunch of credentials as an explosives expert and as someone who had written several books concerning explosives and how to use them and all of this kind of stuff. He was hired. Immediately, Lawrence Myers became the personality at Media Bypass magazine and began to print articles that led people away from the truth of what happened in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He is the one who is directly and primarily, and in fact only, responsible for the removal of Hoppe Heidelberg from the Oklahoma City bombing federal grand jury. He tricked Hoppe Heidelberg into making comments about what was going on in the grand jury investigation, not what was presented to the grand jury, but that the grand jury was not being allowed to call witnesses that it wanted to call and to see evidence that it thought was important, but instead was being managed by the prosecutors in the case. And therefore, Hoppe Heidelberg did not believe that the grand jury was functioning as an impartial body of citizens trying to get at the truth, but was being managed by the federal prosecution. Well, he did not talk about anything that he was not supposed to talk about. And but Lawrence Myers tricked him when he interviewed him. It was off the record. He was told that it was off the record. Lawrence Myers then printed an article and actually lied about what Hoppe Heidelberg had said and printed a lot of things out of context, and that led to the eventual removal of Hoppe Heidelberg from the federal grand jury investigating the Oklahoma City bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building, and thus removed from the grand jury the only grand juror who knew his rights under the law and would have made sure that the grand jury actually
called in and heard the witnesses that that it should have called in and heard, and would have examined the evidence that should have been called in and examined. It is absolutely incredible that Lawrence Myers, on the Pastor Pete Peters racist Christian identity show, and by the way, it's real funny that these people hate Jews because they claim that they're the real Jews. Isn't that incredible? I just can't understand these people. Not one single one of them knows one word in Hebrew, never has and probably never will. But Lawrence Myers on this broadcast is supporting the Christian identity movement. But while he was on the staff of Media Bypass magazine investigating the Oklahoma City bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building, he was promoting, ladies and gentlemen, that it was the Christian identity movement that blew up the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in order to get back at the United States government because the United States government was full of Jews. And he took the opposite position at that time that this was a terrible thing. And then all of a sudden, one day, here appears in Media Bypass magazine this big article glorifying Pastor Pete Peters and his Christian identity and racist, absolute criminal teachings, in my estimation, and puts Pete Peters' picture on the front cover. All of that magazine was not sold out, ladies and gentlemen. That is a lie. Of course, all of those that went to subscribers were mailed out. There were certain issues that were sent to newsstands, and a lot of them were sold. A lot of them were not, were returned, as a matter of fact. And Pastor Pete Peters' ministry bought literally tens of thousands of those magazines in order to send out to all his particular subscribers, and it cost the people who donate to his ministry an awful lot of money to purchase all of those magazines. So now you know the truth about that.
That Epic in America.
And I sent him back a response saying, as near as I can determine, Judeo-Christian is a relatively new word in our culture, but, you know, the magazine did catch a heck of a lot of flack, but the fact remains, we try to accurately report it. Media Bypass claims to want to report things that the rest of the press gets wrong. You know, that's what Media Bypass is supposed to be about. And in the final analysis, they did back down.
Well, now, Media Bypass claims that you're an FBI informant. Is that true?
Well, I did report some under the FBI last year. Quite honestly, Pastor, I'd do it again.
The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that Lawrence Myers is an FBI informant. He is also an operative of the Central Intelligence Agency. He has been convicted of a felony for extortion, where he actually threatened people's lives if they did not give him money. That's on record. He was convicted, served time in jail, and in a mental institution for that crime. And he has been not implicated, it's absolutely been proven by his testimony in court that he is an informant for the United States government and for the FBI in particular, and helped absolutely to literally frame some people and put them in jail because they espoused in and believed in some of the very ideas that he now says he believes in. This is all a matter of record, ladies and gentlemen, and if you've been paying attention to the press and what's been going on, all the information is on the internet, and it's readily obtainable by anybody who wants to get it.
Your dad approached me and wanted my help in committing a murder for hire. I warned him for more than a month, on more than a half a dozen occasions, that he was committing a crime by even discussing a murder conspiracy with me or with anyone else. Guy persisted. I finally called the FBI, and they reported that in the magazine, but I am on the record accusing the FBI of trying to set me up in some kind of sting operation. The man was arrested when he tried to hire an undercover FBI agent to commit that murder.
The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that Lawrence Myers approached the subject and offered his services as a professional hitman. And, anyway, you can read the trial transcript if you want to. I'm not going to go into all of it right now. The fact is that Lawrence Myers is one of the biggest liars that ever lived. I'm saying it on radio. If he doesn't like it, he can sue me, and we'll see how fast that happens. It won't ever happen. And Pete Peters, by allowing this interview to take place, by his very failure to call this man on all of the lies that Pete Peters knows that this man is saying in this broadcast, and by leading him on to tell these lies, Pastor Pete Peters is complicit in these same lies and has over the years been guilty of misleading people and teaching them things that just absolutely are not true. And in this broadcast, Pastor Pete Peters, by his very conduct here, is in the process of lying to the American public.
He admitted in court he was trying to set me up. If you look at the way the government comes at people nowadays, I really have no choice but to report this guy. Virtually every militia and patriot arrest in the past 3 years has involved someone trying to talk someone else into committing a crime. None of the folks that have been arrested in the last year were ever predisposed to commit any crime. When you're approached by someone asking you to do anything illegal, chances are it's a government sting of some sort. Look at what happened in Arizona, in Georgia, in West Virginia, in Washington State last year. In every one of those cases, people were arrested after someone came up to them and tried to convince them to commit a crime. Some of these people have already been convicted to commit a crime. I'm not going to get caught up in any of these things. I don't discuss any crimes to people, and I will not allow anyone to set me up in the commission of a crime. That's all there is to it. I'm not an FBI informant or an undercover secret agent or a CIA space alien from the Pentagon, as Bill Cooper claims. Never had been. I'm a reporter.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, if you've listened to my broadcast, you've never heard me scare anybody with space aliens from anywhere. In fact, I've told you that it's the biggest hoax in the history of the world. And I've never called Lawrence Myers a space alien from the Pentagon or anything else. That's another lie. In fact, it's a typical socialist trick to try and discredit people by saying that they said things that sound ridiculous that people have never said. In fact, Lawrence Myers and anybody in my listening audience, if I have ever said anything like that in my entire life, I will give you $1,000 the moment that you present absolute proof that I have ever said that there's a space alien from the Pentagon, or that Lawrence Myers was a space alien from the Pentagon, or that I've ever said anything other than the fact that there is evidence that the United States government has papers and documents that claim that there are extraterrestrials visiting this Earth. And I have always stated that that is a hoax in order to create an artificial alien threat from outer space in order to help facilitate the formation of a one-world government. So, when you listen to these things, and I know there's so many people out there that if they heard this broadcast in its full, they'd probably believe three-quarters of it, if not all of it. Then there's others who would believe only half of it, and then there's some who wouldn't believe any at all. But most people tend to believe, because it's on radio, or it's printed in a book, or printed in a newspaper, it's true. I've always cautioned my listening audience, listen to everyone. Read everything. Believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it. That goes for me. It goes from your mother, your father, your pastor, your priest, your teacher, your university professor, the mayor in your city, the town council. I don't care who it is. This is the age of deception. And today, on this broadcast, you're hearing some of the deepest, deepest pits of deception that you can possibly imagine. And it gets worse.
He was right to talk about that. In fact, for my attorney, had I been a paid informant or a government undercover guy of some type, I would not have been compelled to testify against that guy in court last winter and catch all the rest from me about that.
All right, well, we're going to take a little break here for a public service announcement, and we'll be right back. After this break, I'd like you to talk about the tax movement, okay?
Also, ladies and gentlemen, you notice that he said the reason he was fired from Media Bypass was because he published the story on Christian Identity and put Pastor Pete Peters' photograph on the cover of the magazine. The truth is, reporters don't decide whose photograph goes on the cover of any magazine. That's a decision made by the highest members of the editorial board and even the owners and publishers of the magazine. And then just a couple of minutes ago, he said that he was fired because he was an informant for the FBI. So he can't even get his story straight during the same broadcast. It's an absolutely incredible thing here. I'm going to fast forward a little bit so that you can hear some of the call-ins and what they say about these things. There are some things that are...
They were selling books and pamphlets and Media Bypass, the last issue that I looked at, that are telling people that they have a way out of the tax system if they only buy their books and videos. Five of those nine companies actually admitted to me when we did a check last year that they pay taxes on the money they collect on the sale of books, telling people they don't have to pay their taxes. It's $1 million scam in this country. A lot of those get trouble. And I'll tell you, Charlie Corbett, you got a little $15 pamphlet to support your argument. You're going to go to jail. Oddly enough, as I mentioned earlier, the most successful scam artist on taxes with the biggest business in America is a wealthy Jewish man in Las Vegas. Who's that? Well, that'd be Irwin Schiff. He has a shortwave show where he sells his books on how to beat the tax system. He sponsors the Sam Solomon show that's on before you. What he doesn't tell you is that he does not actually make a dime himself, for example, on his Simon & Schuster book titled How to Legally Stop Paying Income Taxes. That's because his royalties are confiscated by the IRS every time they're supposed to be sent to Mr. Schiff. Not only that, Pastor, but Mr. Schiff is currently selling a book called The Federal Mafia. Heard an ad on the shortwave just before you came on the air, which is supposed to teach you how to beat the tax man. In the introduction in the front of that book, Mr. Schiff tells you he's writing it from the federal penitentiary where he's serving time for tax evasion. Good rule of thumb on tax advice would be not to take it from a man who spent time in prison for evading taxes. just spends a heck of a lot of money on advertising. He sponsors a lot of shortwave programs. He claims he sold more than 400,000 copies of his book. You originally should call him on the phone and ask him how many times he has personally won in court against the IRS. I don't believe he ever actually has.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you believe that what he's just said there, Irwin Schiff has served time in jail. Irwin Schiff is a man who backs up what he says, and he's willing to take the consequences of his actions. Irwin Schiff has published a lot of books and learned a lot of lessons, and you can learn a lot from him. But there is no book in this world that you can read and learn how to get out of paying your taxes. If there's a way to get out of paying your taxes, ladies and gentlemen, it's through the study of the law and the proper application of the law, not reading someone's book or taking what someone says on a radio show that's just an hour of information, including what you may hear from me. You've always heard me say that. It takes at least 2 years or more of study to be able to understand the law and the income tax system and how it's been applied and misapplied and properly applied and everything else, and be able to properly deal with it and represent yourself in a court of law. So I would much rather read and take the advice of someone who has the courage of their convictions and has spent time in jail and is having their property confiscated, rather than someone who is continuing to pay the income tax but yet is trying to give me or someone else advice on how not to pay it. So that's how you should take what Lawrence Myers just said about Irwin Schiff.
And to be a Jewish-owned business was kind of inappropriate. The biggest so-called patriot radio network in America is Jewish-owned and operated. The biggest so-called patriot talk show host, the Pope, right? The whole Jack McClan. I work for one of the biggest gold and silver dealers in the industry, which is Jewish Management Control.
That is a barefaced lie, ladies and gentlemen. Swiss America Trading is not the sponsor of this broadcast. Used to be, for approximately 4 years, and they are not Jewish-owned or controlled or managed. They do have some Jewish employees, because in this country it is against the law to discriminate. Occasionally they have Asian employees and black employees and Catholic employees and Protestant employees and every other kind of employee that you can possibly think of. And no one has ever dictated to me what I say on my broadcast, not a sponsor, not a family member, not an associate, not a friend, not a loved one, not a mother or father, not anybody has ever told me what to say on this broadcast. And if anybody ever attempted it, which they have in a couple of times, I have told them very quickly where to stick it, how long, and exactly how to do it. So so much for that. According to Lawrence Myers, everyone in the patriot community is Jewish. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You all know I don't like Lieutenant Colonel James Bo Greitz. I know who he is and what he's up to. But I got to tell you, Lieutenant Colonel James Bo Greitz is not Jewish, does not work for Jewish interests, does not take his orders from Jews. And he was, and may still be, sponsored by Swiss America Trading, which is a Christian-owned company. And this guy, Lawrence Myers, is over the hill. I mean, just absolutely way over the hill. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being Jewish. If I were Jewish, I would be on the air telling you that I was Jewish. I would be proud of it, and I would still be an American patriot standing up and fighting for freedom. And there are a lot of Jews in this country who do exactly that.
Very interesting comment, Lord. Well, maybe you up to right now? You don't work for me about that.
Well, I'm trying to start another magazine. I'm working on a book. I've got 5 books published, and I'm working on number 6. And I'm also working on another magazine project for some folks, a magazine called Covenant Christian Quarterly. It's intended to be sort of an entry-level introduction into the Christian identity phase. I hope you'll consider allowing them to print some of your service in the pages. Magazine will look at political health and self-sufficiency issues for Covenant Christians to consider. So I really appreciate being on your show. Thanks to you, I'm learning to be humbled by scriptures every morning. And after a year of study, I'm beginning to actually understand your service and state ministry. Hopefully I can help others from the mainstream understand what identity is truly about. Maybe send a few more faithful your way.
Well, Lord, let's take a break here, and when we come back, what do you say we talk about, we've talked about the patriot community. We haven't talked any about the religious Armageddon type. Do you have a few comments on that area?
Well, I sure can, if you like. I've been listening to these folks for about 5 years now.
Okay, well, let's start out when we come back. Well, it's good to, and it's good to be with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and it's good to have Lord Smyers as our guest, and Lord, let's talk about the doom and gloom, Armageddon coming type preaching that's going on out there as well.
Well, I'm really excited to hear you mention that, Pastor. It's a great place to see you for the last couple of years.
Well, I was going to, I was hoping we'd get to the call-in part, but I don't guess we're going to do that. There is a part in here where, you know what, I just realized I can't cut this off because then somebody will accuse me of not wanting you to hear the Armageddon thing. I'll just let it go. Tomorrow, we'll do the rest of it. This is another barefaced lie, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Stair is certainly not a person that you want to be sending your money to. But Brother Stair has never been sponsored by gold and silver. At one time, he advised people to buy gold and silver for about 2 weeks. He purchased gold and silver. And then for the next 2 weeks, he chastised everyone, telling them that they were of Satan because that they were dealing with the money changers in the temple. Brother Stair is less than credible, less than honest in my humble opinion, and I'm entitled to my humble opinion. However, ladies and gentlemen, Lawrence Myers wants you to believe that that if you aspire to certain religious belief and you believe or listen to a certain religious teacher, that there is something wrong with that. He wants you to believe that adults are not capable of making their own decisions. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you listen to Brother Stair or any other religious minister, preacher, evangelist, church, whatever, and believe me, Reverend Schuller with his Crystal Cathedral is no less innocent than Brother Stair, and you'd better believe that. If you are an adult, you have the right to give your money to anybody that you desire, and it's nobody else's business in this world. I'm not condoning what Brother Stair says or anyone else. I'm not condoning what he or anyone else does with the money they receive. I'm not telling you that it's right what they say to people over the airwaves or on television or in their church in order to get that money from people. But I'm telling you that if you're an adult, you're over the age of 21, or whatever the age of consent is and adulthood is in your state, that it's nobody's business who you listen to, what religion you believe in, or how much money, if any, you give to anybody, because that is one of the guaranteed freedoms in this country. And that's one of the things that makes this country great.
A man to represent himself as the last day prophet of God. I think the last day prophet of God died 1,960 years ago, I suppose. He was 30 years old when he died. That's the last day prophet. God told his folks are selling this economic Armageddon to convince you that God wants to rush.
This is another thing, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Stair has never sold economic Armageddon, and neither has any preacher or evangelist that I've ever heard on television or radio. What they preach is the book of Revelations, or their particular brand of religious judgment, and if you're not doing the right and proper thing according to the way they see it, or if you're not tithing according to the amount they believe you should be tithing, or if you haven't done certain things, which usually amounts to contributing money, then you're not going to go to heaven, you're going to go to hell. And that's usually the message. It has nothing to do with economics or anything else. And you've all listened to these people, you know that.
I think it's irresponsible. I personally think it's predatory when I was talking to Tom Brown. Jerry Brown put together this program, and he had editors and victims send out to join the total environment. I'm not proud of for doing it. Are you aware of how some of these.
Well, that's it, folks. Good night. And God bless each and every single one of you as much as I'm able to say that tonight. There's some of you that I certainly would like to say something else about, but I can't. You see, my own particular brand of religion forbids it. So whoever you are and whatever you've done and however bad or good you've been, God bless you. And come back and we'll be here again tomorrow. This is the voice of freedom.